enjoying Christmas time on the farm. Hello, and thanks for being with us again, everyone, on this Christmas Eve Eve. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. You know, for some farmers, the holidays are a time to slow down a bit and enjoy food, family, and friends. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
For many farmers, Christmas is a special time.
Mostly just about having the family over, family getting together and that type of thing. That's important to us.
Paul House has a dairy operation, among other things, in Noakesville, Virginia. And, of course, dairy cows need feeding and milking every day. But on this special day of the year,
everybody gets off a half a day of Christmas, and the cows get milked and taken care of. We do as much as we can do the day or two before so that all they have to do is come in, do a little feeding and milking, and that, and get everybody on back home so they can enjoy their families for a day.
Now let's go up north to cold Alberta, Canada, where Don Woodell has a cattle ranch. Food's a big feature there.
Right around Christmas is when my jeans start to shrink.
Don says, of course, it's not only about food.
It's a good time to reflect on the gift of being in a country that's free and we can make a living the way we want, and to remember how much freedom we have and what a gift that is.
Not a bad idea. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And no doubt a lot of cooking going on the farm this weekend for those special Christmas meals. And USDA's Diane Vann of the department's Meat and Poultry Hotline says to take those extra steps to roast those holiday meats just right.
We may often overcook our meat because we aren't using a food thermometer, or we don't know if it's reached a safe internal temperature either. So it's very important to use a food thermometer in the thickest part of the crowned roast, or of the leg of lamb, or of the pork tenderloin, or the ham, or the turkey, if you're roasting a turkey.
And here's hoping all of you have a safe holiday and a Merry Christmas. Join us back Monday on the TRN.